Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. It's me again, back with something new, something fresh, something awesome. How's everybody doing today? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. And of course, I've got an album review, which takes me to South Africa, so why not? Who do we have today? A lovely lady by the name of Lady Zamar. And her latest offering, titled Monarch. South Africa, what's up?
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
So, a quick rundown of the Monarch album. It was released May 24, 2019. 20 tracks in total, which is a whopping 1 hour 31 minutes of music. That's a lot. Multiple producers, 2 collabos. Monarch comes as a follow-up to the 2017 album King Zamar, which was certified double platinum and had hits such as Love is Blind, El Diego, and Collide. Lady Zamar's real name is Yamikani Janet Banda, and she grew up in Pretoria, South Africa. That name Yamikani sounds Malawian though, but you know what? That's a story for another day. It's a nice name though.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
This 2019 project starts with a mid to fast paced dance number called This Is Love. It is a very Lady Zamar-esque tune in the fashion that we've come to expect from her. Catchy, predominantly English vocals on a house love song with a bit of pop fusion, I guess. I caught myself around the 2 minute mark dancing in my chair, or attempting to dance in my chair, and that's when you know the music is firing, fam. It was just levels. There's this bridge that comes in minute 3 of the song, and that was absolutely infectious. All in all, I'm sure you can tell I enjoyed this song very much. Adore is a very unique tune here. I find it to be mostly Afrocentric in one way, but very modern, dancey in another. It has one of the sweetest guitar riffs I've heard in a long time. Like, ooh, yeah. It is subtle, but very sweet to the ear, which matches her vocal abilities brilliantly. She's at her best when she puts in extra studio work, layering her vocals and harmonizing to her lead. And it sounds like a no-brainer when you really think about it, but it's actually pretty unique and amazing. One track that surprised me is Delirium. It has a distinct old-school Kwaito sound with a beat that took me back to the late 90s, early 2000s when I was a young boy growing up in the small town of Gweru, Zimbabwe. And it's one of those slow but groovy Kwaito tunes that starts off with whistling in the background and Lady Zamar chanting the ad-libs in true Kwaito fashion when she throws in a chisa, hey, you know, in there. She picks it up about 20 seconds in and you get 2019 Lady Zamar fused with a vintage Kwaito beat to get an absolute banger. Take my word for it when I say this tune slaps hard. Sunshine reminded me of Liquid Deep, and I went to check the credits. Then I realized on the producer credits, Simba Tags from Zim is on there. Oh man, I was super excited. I love it when my fellow Zimbos are on the map with this music, man.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Other than that, songs such as I Wish had a modern pop vibe, which to me further defined Lady Zamar's range as a musician. She can give just about any genre life. She doesn't go off the beaten path in terms of her song writing or singing style too much, but experiments well with the music and sounds to always kind of give it a fresh little extra thing, you know. Maybe for her next album, it would be great to hear her do some risk-taking just from a vocal standpoint to really see how far she can go. I feel like with her albums so far, we know she's a great singer, but we haven't really heard even more like the oh my god, she snapped kind of, you know, vocal performance. And I just believe there's so much more in her talent that is yet to be discovered. So she's got plenty to give her fans. One of the standout tracks for me is Dangerous Love, which is supremely Afrocentric in composition with another stellar guitar and seriously dominant backing vocals. The fullness of the song is so captivating. I mean, every instrument and vocal had its own unique place, and nothing, absolutely nothing, was conflicting with anything else. It was just, yeah, that thing, Yana. I really think this song would be a great case study from start to finish. Writing, creating a demo, composition, mixing, mastering, everything. Every single thing.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This album is brilliant with plenty of high points. It's a masterclass in how studio albums should be in the realm of electronic music. I really don't think Lady Zamar and the production team set a foot wrong, to be honest. It was stellar. The flow of the music was easy on the ear from start to finish, something that I always appreciate. And on the other hand, I think Lady Zamar has found a signature sound. So I know what to expect from her, and she occasionally surprises you, which is super dope as well, because it doesn't make everything just predictable, but she knows how to throw in a little something just to add and make you say, okay, she's good this one. In my opinion, for Lady Zamar to give us 20 tracks just shows how much work she's put in to become the star she is today. You don't just become such a star by accident. It takes a considerable amount of effort and resources to do so. With the way music is set up nowadays, in particular with streaming, songs and albums, they're becoming shorter and shorter. That's the honest truth. Labels and musicians do this to maximize streaming revenues, something I will talk about later on the other African Music Industry podcast, where I focus on opinions and strategy, marketing tips and tricks for musicians and other players in the music industry. So watch out for that one. But anyway, this is a Lady Zamar album review podcast, so I'm not going to continue with that. I digress. Lady Zamar is in her own way thanking her fans by giving them more than they expect. So I get where it's coming from for her to have such a long song, long album, which is an hour 31 minutes long. I had to listen to the album in parts because of that. 1 hour 31 minutes of music is a lot, and my attention span just isn't that great. But also the way my life is set up when I'm doing like my 9 to 5 and stuff like that. Sometimes I can only do so much. And maybe that's where my only criticism about Monarch as an album is. It's a lot of time to devote to listening to one project. I found myself wanting to get to the next song to hear what's next. I think that was always a risk for an album of this length, something that I'm pretty sure Ladies Amar and their team always knew, but they decided to go with, giving the fans way more than they expected.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Continuing with the standout tracks, there's Delaware, I See You, Delirium, This Is Love, Be Mine, Destiny, Adore, Sunshine, more and more. And you know what? That's a lot of very good to excellent songs, if we're being honest. Monarch is littered with hits, and Lady Zamar is spoiled for choice when it comes to singles to choose to promote on this album. I think this would be at least 2 years worth of future hits, which also allows her to devote more time to performances like touring and maybe creating the next project. Should you buy or stream this album, Monarch by Lady Zamar? Without a doubt, you should. It's easily one of the most well-thought-out projects to come out of South Africa and will satisfy a lot of house and pop fans alike. You can get this album just about everywhere, online too. So stream it, buy it, do what you gotta do. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. Peace. Day and day.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.